G'day everybody and welcome back to the Hardball Gets AFL show. This podcast is proudly brought to you by the Mazda BT50. You do ute. Today on the show, it's the 6 points leading into round 23. If you haven't subscribed to the show, please do that. Leave us a rating, leave us a review, tell your mates. And if you've got a local sporting highlight, you can win $5,000 for yourself and $1,000 for your club with the BHP Streamer Screamer. Go to streamer.com.au/screamer to enter and for terms and conditions. Right, let's get stuck in. This is the Hardball Gets AFL show. My name is Nick Rinn, joined by Xavier Ellis and Chris Robinson.
Hey,
gentlemen,
guys.
What's happening?
How we doing?
Well.
Recovering from Matilda mania?
Yes.
You still got the jumper on?
Still got the jersey on, correct. Jersey.
Well, is that a current?
Mate, I spent $175 on it yesterday.
Did you?
Yeah, I'm going to wear it twice and then probably never ever wear it again.
I thought the show, like the...
Xavier's currently undressing.
No.
It's not unusual.
Currently undressing in the studio. Who's on the back?
Oh, yeah.
No number.
No number on the back?
Ellis.
But, like, this is because it's confusing when you buy them because, one, you want the girls' version, but you don't want to buy the girls' version.
Like the girls' cut?
Yeah. No... Yeah, you want the female version, but you want it in a male sizing. That was confusing.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
You know, when we were getting some polos and stuff done for Streamer, and we asked Holly, our content manager, it's like, do we get the women's cut? And she's like, no, they're horrible. There's like less and less females actually want that like female cut of stuff.
A polo.
Polos and stuff like
Can
that.
Can I let you in a little secret?
What's that?
I think polos are shit.
Polos are not the best.
I think they suck.
Well, this is what.
But I'm sure yours polos, look good.
Ours are great. Ours are great. Yeah, I'm not a huge polo guy either.
Nah, just a shirt or something.
Yeah, club polos and stuff.
I reckon, for example, I saw Shuey's retirement speech the other day with a suit, slacks, and a polo.
Yep.
Don't like it.
No, you know who looked mint? Actually, the West Coast AFLW girls last night had their. Like season launch.
Strange that the season launch was on the same night as the semi-final.
Well, yeah, they got up and they brushed through in about 15 minutes and put the game on the big screen. But they just had like white sneakers, pants, like a white t-shirt, and then like a blazer type thing.
Yeah,
the Eagles
nice.
Like on it. Look, man.
Yeah, beautiful.
Yeah, there's other ways to do these things, you know? Now that we're through our fashion.
Now that we've given our fashion advice.
Segment, what do we got? It's just 6 points. Let's roll straight into it. We had a chit-chat this week.
I was slandered on Monday or Tuesday's podcast. So
it's also not unusual.
I'm not speaking too much today.
Oh, really? You're going to withhold? Well, Rhino went and had to introduce everything from pitch side last night because it's very important to be there, you know.
I heard actually the ratings went down because everyone turned it off because they thought their TV had frozen when he forgot to speak for 10 seconds. What a shipment of TV that was.
Plus the Botox in his face is not as expressive, so it looked extra like it was frozen.
There was a few that weren't happy that they went to the news.
Yeah, okay.
A few were like, just give us 7, mate.
Oh, roll all the way.
Just they wanted the lead in and everything.
Oh, when you were watching in the pub last night.
Yeah, like, right. Which I was a bit like, no one's listening. Like we're chatting,
the news
getting
on,
food and beers and whatnot. But I know one bloke behind us was pissed off. I don't know why. Just look on your phone to see the team.
It's a good thing about question about like the lead up stuff. I very rarely consume that anymore. Like I'm there for the bounce, for the kickoff, or whatever. You know, I used to sit there and pour like watch everything. It's not so much anymore.
Hey, who's doing the World Cup final entertainment?
Which is a very good question.
Thank you.
Nicky Webster?
Yeah, have you seen Nicky Webster lately?
No.
I saw it the other day on TV or something. I don't know why. But I don't know. Is it a big event? Like, are they going to bring out
Ricky Martin?
Ricky Martin's coming back.
Ricky Martin's coming back. Cup of Life.
There you go.
Absolute banger.
They normally have. Is there an anthem? There's always an anthem for the men's, isn't there? Shakira did one.
There usually is. Shakira did one. Yep, you're right.
That's a good song.
Which one was the Shakira?
Is it Africa? Welcome to Africa.
Oh, yeah, it was. It was in South Africa.
Sorry, how did that go?
Yeah, can you just do that from the top?
Well, it's actually my recently played, I reckon.
Why?
I think Toto's Africa is in my recently played.
Yeah, Shakira, she's in my recently played. Yeah, cool.
And how many seconds can we get away with without any licensing fees?
Nah, it doesn't matter.
Give us a little buzz.
What you want. Is this it? No, that's not it.
How much Shakira have you got in your recently played?
This is what our podcast has become. Just Zabe scrolling through.
It's a long footy season, all right?
Spotify.
We run Both teams are shit and they don't warrant an hour.
All right, well, let's go straight into it. Robbo, why don't you open the batting, mate?
Okay, no worries. Well, I thought I'd just take us through. I thought we'd do like a consensus ladder predictor between the three of us. If we look at the last two rounds, decide who's going to win each game. So there's three of us. We've got form a consensus, into the ladder predictor, and we'll tell everybody at home who's making finals and who's not.
There's just the right amount of games. So this isn't going to be
It's not going to drag on too long. I'll hammer through it pretty quickly. So we need a consensus. So Collingwood-Brisbane tomorrow night. Who we got?
Brisbane.
I was going Brisbane.
I'm also Brisbane. Lock it in.
It's away, Rich,
isn't it?
Brisbane have won the last six or whatever against.
But Collingwood real banged up. Richmond hosting North. We happy with Richmond.
Yeah.
Gold Coast hosting Carlton.
Yeah.
You have to go Carlton, I think, on form, don't you?
Trust the form.
You have to follow the form.
Giants hosting Essendon. There's some Giants there as well. Yeah, agreed. Probably the toughest tip of the weekend, St Kilda and Geelong at Marvel. With Hawk and Guthrie potentially coming back.
Ah, it's Putty Town.
Yeah? Cats?
Cats. Yeah, I'm happy to get
Cats. I'm happy with the Cats. Adelaide hosting Sydney. We're happy with the Crows hot form at home.
Crows at home.
Bulldogs beat West Coast, obviously.
Oh, hang on.
Whoa, you got to throw this up. You said consensus,
I'm overruling you. Melbourne hosting Hawthorn. That actually takes a little bit of thought, given Melbourne. Hawthorn's form, but we're happy with Melbourne. Yeah. And the last game of this round is Port at Fremantle.
Port.
Okay. Let's move on to the last round, which begins with.
Funnily enough, someone pulled me up on the street yesterday and said, "You've tipped Fremantle this week." I don't know.
Have
I did
you?
It. I've bugged if I know.
Where? Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe other game or something.
It's time traveler.
Essendon Collingwood at the G Friday night, next Friday night.
Collingwood.
Hawthorn hosting Freo.
Can't the Hawkers.
We happy with the horse?
I'm like, you two need to sort this
I'll
out.
I'll take Freo. Nick, you have the deciding vote.
I'll take Freo.
Freo?
Oh, no.
On what grounds?
No, I'll take Hawks.
Okay, Hawks.
I'm such a bully.
Yeah, but I also just think they are actually in good form.
At Freo, home.
North against Gold Coast in Hobart.
Gold Coast.
I reckon North might get him there, but we'll take Gold Coast consensus.
Like Hobart, but
Brisbane.
North, I reckon they might be wrapping a few players up.
Go early.
This week. So I reckon it might be a bit of a dead feel for North.
Yeah, that's fair. Brisbane hosting St Kilda at the Gabba. Brisbane, never tip against them. Geelong and the Dogs at the Cattery.
Geelong.
Yeah, Geelong down there probably.
Happy with Geelong. West Coast hosting Adelaide.
Adelaide.
It's the Crows. Port hosting Richmond. Port. Sydney hosting Melbourne at the SCG.
Mm.
Tricky. Real tricky.
I would lean towards Melbourne.
I'll take Sydney too. All right, okay. Sydney it is. And then Carlton, the last game.
I also backed him at $8 to make the finals about 4 weeks ago, so I need him to get in.
that's
you realise that
one.
The eight that's generated isn't probably going to be the real.
Mate, well, so you're telling me that
no,
when
we're telling everyone exactly what's going
to happen. When Chad Warner's sitting there listening to the podcast, he's not going to get confidence from this.
He knows. It's true.
Carlton hosting the Giants at Marvel, last game of the season.
Carlton.
You have to go on form.
And in this scenario, if GWS win, they're in. If they lose, they're out.
Right. Ooh,
that's a good finish.
Whereas Carlton can't move from fifth with the scenario we've just come up with.
How so are Carlton locked at fifth?
Where did these come from?
I don't know.
No, they'll get their stars back and it'll all go to shit.
Yeah.
Harry McCoy will come in.
No, you've got to be careful, mate.
I'm taking the Giants.
Oh, no, people are on me about Carlton.
You guys both taking Carlton? Are we locking in Carlton?
Yeah.
Okay. So, the final eight that we've come up GWS have missed out because of that result.
Yeah.
Top eight, we've got Collingwood top, Brisbane.
Yeah.
Over percentage from Port have taken second, Port third.
Well, we didn't do margins. We want to go back to margins.
Nah, that's too much. Melbourne fourth, Carlton fifth, Geelong sixth from percentage from Sydney. So, both Geelong and Sydney make it, the two grand finals from last year. And then sneaking into eighth with percentage over the Dogs.
Adelaide Crows.
Dogs
miss 9th on percentage. St Kilda also miss 10th on percentage. Giants also miss 11th on percentage.
It was only last week I was saying at $21 I thought they were a good interest to win the flag, the Dogs.
Now.
They go down to Launceston, play the ordinary.
This is this is actually going to be. So there's three games this weekend where I'm like, I will sit down and watch those.
Oh, I'll audit you on that.
Give me three. Well, this is my intention.
Up from your usual continued.
When you get back from stealing the tomatoes from the tomato man.
One and a few minis. Oh, you also rated the stash. Okay, so this is, I have information from
you guys
Pete,
your
Peter the tomato stand.
Can we blow the siren,
the stash
please?
Is well rated. He gave me some from the stash in front of someone else who wasn't.
It's a dangerous. You always say I'll be back when no one's there.
I need a separate tomato chat for you guys.
Really quickly. I'll go. Where's my little thing? I've got the teams that can't make finals virtually here. Where are we? There we go. The teams that did make finals, next 4 months. So obviously,
the
next 4 months. If you'd think of one thing that they need or need to do or need to bring in, what would it be? Okay. Richmond Football Club.
One thing they need to
one
bring
thing,
in.
The most priority one.
Coach. Find the right coach.
Who would you like?
I like Carr, but
that's the question.
He's pulled out.
Carr? Has he pulled out?
He's pulled out. I think Kenny did too. So you're next.
A little secret handshake.
Yeah.
It seems like McQuilter's pretty popular.
You reckon?
And I know that doesn't always mean caretaker popular. Encouraging results equals success, but it feels like that's the direction they're leaning towards.
This is also one of the, you know, normally there's like eight assistants or four or five assistants
that are jumping off the page.
It's not really.
Well, that's like when West Coast is the talk yesterday. You go, okay, but then who's around?
Yeah.
For mine, I think Richmond, they just need to get Tom Lynch through an entire preseason. I think next year.
Especially now that Revolt's gone.
He will make a bigger difference than the coach next year, I would think.
Yeah.
Fremantle Football Club, but what do you think they need to do as a priority one?
Keep Hayden Young playing midfield. Do a whole preseason as a midfielder.
Midfielder Hayden Young?
Yeah, I think it's finding a fresh look in that midfield because they were a bit found out with the Brayshaw, Sarong, O'Meara kind of combo this year. Young a permanent mid? Do they give Johnson and Erasmus more time through there? I think that's number one.
Does the new look midfield have Sean Darcy still there?
Yes.
Yes.
For mine, so what does Luke Jackson do?
So Luke Jackson goes back to that forward ruck role, which he can play very well.
Yeah, I think he's a 5 out of 10 doing that role. I think he's a 9 out of 10 doing ruck.
Well, but Fremantle need a 7 out of 10 doing that forward role as a complement to Amiss and Tracy. So if he can be that 7 out of 10.
Yeah.
There were a couple of games he played there where he was a 9 out of 10.
But there's a couple where he was a zero.
Yeah, that's right. Finding that consistency through there, I think.
Okay, so you want him as a forward. Mm. I love him in the ruck. Gold Coast Suns.
Coach. Well, no, the coach is locked in, right?
Well, Hardwick 5 years. That hasn't been announced.
Probably could have got that done without sending the CEO.
Bulldust. You need to go to Positano, mate. Fresh red wine there.
Face to face, you know. Gold Coast, what do they actually need? They need a lot.
I think they need, for me personally, they need to make a splash. With a
change
free agent, a free agency or something.
Change
they
the
need to sign a big name.
And change the jumper.
Change the jumper, you
that's
can do that.
That's still priority one.
That doesn't worry me, you can do that. But they need to land a big player.
Who's there?
Maybe a Harry Mackay to pair up with King or something like that where you go, fuck, righto, that means.
Because they also come in, they bring in three first rounders for nothing.
Yeah, I just want to see them do something. Because they don't do anything.
One more, like a big star mid. To complement that group.
A star, who's available?
But I don't know. Dusty, maybe. Yeah, Dusty
up the road. Dusty or so. I don't know. Yeah. Dusty's in bloody good form this year.
He is. Yeah.
Gold Coast Suns.
I think that's a really interesting watch is to who Hardwick brings from Richmond because there's going to be some Richmond flavour that he brings by way of personnel, who exactly that is.
Yep. Hawthorn Football Club.
Hawthorn, just let it ride.
Let it ride?
Well, let it ride.
Perfect. Not fixing anything with the joint?
Not fixing anything, no. I would say draft another key forward.
Yeah, okay.
So much Mitch Lewis hate.
No, I don't. I just
every week on this podcast. Still...
What if Harry Mackay said he wanted to go to Hawthorn?
Well, you'd take that.
Would you?
Yeah.
What'd you give up?
How old is Harry Mackay? 24?
Yeah, maybe a bit older.
Then, yeah, you'd take
it. Nah, older because Ben's a free agent. Might be 26.
Oh, so it would have been 6, 7 years.
8 years.
He's a free agent.
Yep.
Yeah, okay. So, yeah, 25, 26. Mm. So that gives you 5 years, 6 years. Yeah,
entertain it. You just can't overspend. You can't overpay.
I'd give a future first.
Would you? Okay.
What would you do? You watch more Hawthorn than any of us.
I still think they need a star midfielder.
Okay.
I think they need, and I think they're 12 months from a free agency where they've got a lot of
what
money.
What do they get? One, two, three. Mm-hmm. So like, get pick three. They'll find someone.
Love Newcomb. Warple.
Will Day. Will Day's a star midfielder.
Connor
Will
Nash.
But they're not going to be the stars. I think they're like 4, 5, 6
Will
midfielder.
Day.
I didn't name Will Day. You're the only dickhead that keeps barking Will Day.
Well, yeah, because you're saying I need a star. What about him, mate?
Yeah, I think he needs another one similar. All right. Two more, North Melbourne.
Everything.
I reckon you got to get rid of Mackay and just get the pick.
Yeah, take the pick.
Stop losing players and stop bringing so recycled don't players.
Lose. Oh, did I do the recycled players on this podcast or the other one?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Where the run of like player numbers 13 to 20 are all recycled. Yeah.
What,
they've got to stop that.
Have they got a recruiter yet? Was that this year or last year?
Brady Rawlings.
No, yes, he's a list manager. But wasn't the whole recruiting team walked out?
Oh, they did, yes.
Was that this year?
Yeah, no, last year.
Last year. Okay, so they do have recruiters. Yeah. Right, I was going to say that was pretty
cool. North Melbourne, I think they've just got to go to get one more round of draft picks. And last but not least, across the road, West Coast.
You know what I was saying the other day? What West Coast need, they needed to have done already, which is bring in a new list manager. Like they have that Rowan O'Brien split in roles, which everyone says is worst of both worlds because – you're loyal to the blokes you recruit because you were all in on them.
Yeah, and you want
to
be right on them. Yeah.
You want to be right, so you don't drop them because that's hurting your other sidey portfolio.
Yeah,
it's a really good point.
I don't understand why.
Could be his best point he's ever made on this podcast.
This is a very well put point. Yeah.
Yes, it's happened sometimes.
But he stole it from somewhere.
I think it was Nathan Buckley.
Yeah.
but I don't. It just struck me the other day. Like, why did they have? They probably didn't have to wait to the end of the season. Like, you could have. That could have been their movement, is announcing a new list manager rather than asking Nick Nat to announce his retirement the day after the loss.
Mm.
You want to have that's a positive you have in the bank to roll out. We have a new list manager who has time ahead of the draft and free agency to like plot the course.
Yeah.
Brody
Grundy of interest?
No, I don't think so.
Not for me. No.
Okay.
You?
Yeah.
Think so?
Yeah.
Come in and play a role?
Yeah. So go ruck.
They need a key forward.
Ruck though.
It was really interesting. Adam Simpson saying it last. I think it was last Friday's the pre-derby press conference that long term they see Bailey Williams as more of a forward.
Do they? Yeah.
Rather than a ruck.
Well, he was been soundly beaten the last two.
Yeah.
I think we're thrilled as West Coast that he's shown improvement. One of the very few.
But he's not
still a long way off the top end.
Yeah. That was quite interesting though. So that suggests they're either all in on someone like Harry Barnett as the future, or they're looking to someone
very
established.
Highly rated, but maybe it's someone in the interim. Mm-hmm. Zach Clark out of the waffle.
He's going to win the Sandover.
He's going very well. Yeah. So I wanted to roll through a couple of rounds remaining, get your early takes, not super early, we're almost at the end, but on a couple of these sort of award categories. One of them's kind of real, the others two are just made up they're not actual awards. But we'll just roll it off first with the most valuable player this year.
My most valuable player this year, Nick Dacos for me.
Your ex Dacos?
Yeah, it is. I think it is. I think he's done enough damage.
I lean to Bontempelli.
I'm probably Bont.
Probably Bont as well?
Yeah.
I think Bont. Bont's got numbers across the board, and he's only ever been hurt by his coach putting him in the wrong positions at the wrong time.
Well, what about on the weekend where everyone was thinking Finn McGuinness was going to go to Bont?
Goes to Libba.
Went to Libba and then went to Bailey Dale.
Yeah.
Did a bit of Ed Richards as well.
Yeah, like kind of jumped around. Tricked you.
Yeah.
Well, I know Nash probably went to him a bit, but yeah.
Yeah, it's Bont's 27 and. So his averages this year, 27 touches, 7 tackles, 6 inside 50s, 7 clearances. And he's been pretty much bang on 50-50 inside ball, outside ball.
Yeah.
So it's pretty impressive. That's why I kind of lean to him. That
have you got Dacos?
Dacos, 31, 4 tackles, 4 clearances, and it's probably like 20-80 contested, uncontested.
Yeah.
But if Dacos played in the middle, like his stats when he went in the middle – played that the whole year. I probably leaned to him.
Remember that game? I was like, geez, Dacos has been quiet. And he'd had 6 clearances in the first 10 minutes. I was like, how has he had 6 clearances?
Right. I think it's just that that positioning and the split of contested to uncontested.
Yeah.
There's a touch of recency bias as well because we forget. It's easy to forget how good Dacos was
at
the start of the season. His first 7, 8, 9 weeks.
Brownlow will be a good reflector.
Yeah. Yeah. Even the coaches votes too. He's still.
Zach Butters is coming.
Yeah, but he's got to get 10 in the next sort of 2 weeks to get past him.
Well, one best gun, best on.
Yeah, then he's done. Yeah.
But also, I think Kenny, who was it? Dan Hennebury, I think.
Load up.
Horse may have manipulated the last result. I think Dan was good, but I think he may have got vote. I might be wrong here, but when he won it, and why wouldn't you? If you've got if you got your player to be.
If you know he's 5 away, he's given 5.
And he's been outstanding, and he's your favourite, and he's done everything right all year, and he's been. the best teammate and player.
Unless there's a...
Well, wouldn't you want to give him some recognition?
Unless there's a bonus and the list manager just comes over and goes, God, mate, we can't afford to just give him a one, could you?
Yeah.
I enjoyed,
give him four so you say you're close, but you missed by one.
Yeah. I enjoyed when the numbers came out trying to figure out who gave what. You know, sometimes it's like, sometimes it's unanimous. And sometimes one person gets four and you work it out that only one coach gave him votes.
Did you watch last Friday night?
No.
Josh Dacos had 38.
Oh, yeah, and he was...
From the get-go. Unreal.
And he got six votes.
Yeah, 1-5-1-1.
1-5-1-1. So Scott gave him one, you'd probably
Didn't
think.
Like him.
Interesting.
What's he got against him? Dacos hater.
Mm-hmm.
So MVP votes. Defender of the year.
Oh, I'm Sicily. I know he missed four games or six games or whatever with injury, with suspension and whatnot. Yeah. Sicily has the greatest impact on the team, I think, in the competition. On his own team.
How many games has Sam Taylor missed?
I think it was eight.
I went Taylor. Just the way that they bounced when he came back gave him the nod. Like they benefited so much from having him in the team. And that one-on-one, he now is able to have an impact with the ball as well.
He's played 14, so he's missed seven.
That's man, people miss more than that.
That's a third of a season. It's a lot.
It's like the NBA now. They've brought in the cutoff.
You have to play, the threshold.
Yeah.
They're really not a lot of resting. Brought in the in-season tournament and everything, try to stop you arresting people.
But if he finishes with 16, if he plays his last two, he finishes with 16 out of 23.
But people still think it's a 22-round season.
Yeah, 24.
It's 24. Like,
it's been a long 23 year.
23 games, yeah.
It's been a long year. Gather Round was right, but just don't add the extra games.
Yeah,
Gather Round seems like it's about 9
Why did we add an extra round to Gather Round?
I think it was to go for the home games.
But still.
Just give them money.
Yeah.
Give him enough for the cover that game.
Yeah, we're not going to keep, because let's be honest, it's been a drawn out patch. And maybe we're unlucky.
I would say 90% of the teams too, like, you're not giving them a lot to cover their home game attendance. It's just West Coast take 90% of it. Yeah. If they lose
the
a
Western
home game.
The Western Bulldogs, we're not going to fine you this week.
Yeah, sir,
you're not
fine.
In the bag, you're clean.
Yeah, you don't know, I always say anything using Marvel.
I love the Dogs. They upset me on the weekend.
Yeah, they should have.
Because I was all in on them winning the flag from the position they were in. And they just didn't do it.
And now we've guaranteed that they're not going to finish. The percentages could be a lot. Like, percentages were not much. So it's funny, that ladder predictor probably, like, you know.
That was significant
30,
percentage,
either way. Oh, was it?
Yeah, it was a good sort of 8 or 9% behind that ladder.
Right,
so I'd have to, and Adelaide have West Coast in there as well. The Dogs have West Coast in there as well. Depends who beats on West Coast.
Western Bulldogs and Adelaide both in, going by that measure. And most improved for the year.
Oh, it's hard to go past Errol, isn't it?
Yeah, I went Errol.
How can I be so biased?
Who are you going to say?
Will Day. Yeah.
Will Day's in the conversation. Yeah. I mean, Errol's gone from a guy who averaged 19 a game last year, sort of a handy role player, to, like, arguably the most important guy in Sydney, right?
Yeah. Mm. Oh, I think Will Day, it's all been around
the midfield
injury.
Stuff.
Can he fit in the midfield? Is he just going to be like a Hunter Clark, where you think he might be able to play, but not sure if he'll ever get...
No.
So now I'm like, oh, God, I can't wait to see the next 2 years of that guy.
Mm.
But we can go Goulden.
A couple of Smokies from
North. Hello.
Not from North. From St Kilda. Mason Wood and also Wanganui Milroa as well, who's really emerged.
And he's only put second year.
Okay,
I'm going to put another guy
that
in.
That probably counts against him.
Hinge.
Mitch Hinge.
Yeah, I'm going to put him in.
And Caleb Sarong's in around the mark too, conversation.
Spoke to Sarong today about why his game.
Mm.
I thought he was a bit like that last year,
like a
bit of a wave, highs, lows. And I know he's on that massive run of over 20s, but he said he put it down to the preseason before he had a finger injury and couldn't do physical for 6 weeks. So he did the full preseason, but did a lot of work with a psychologist.
Yeah, right.
Did heaps.
I think I've seen him talk about that before. He basically, because he went so well in the finals last year and then he got to the end of it, he's like, why can't I do that all the time?
Yeah, no, he sat down with the psychologist a lot.
Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah.
Reece Walsh from the Broncos.
And I
after
said
he called the referee a C-word.
But Reece Walsh also had a few little issues.
All over the place.
I love him. Good looking man. Those
he
eyes.
He is a very good looking man.
Puppy.
Can't play rugby league.
Yeah. Oh,
the Broncos.
All right, crazy idea time. Off the back of last Saturday's penalty shootout drama that transfixed the world. Drawn home and away games. So don't worry about finals. Finals still do extra time for AFL game. Drawn home and away games, of which we get what? 1-2 a year?
Yeah.
Penalty shootout style.
30 out there in front.
Same format, 5 from each team. You have to kick from beyond the paint of 50.
Beyond.
Wherever you like on the arc, but you have to kick from beyond the paint. One opposition player on the goal line, so stick Mason Cox on the goal line, whoever, you have to clear them. How good what would about, that be?
I would rather 35 out directly in front. Really,
nah, 50.
So I've been thinking. Roast. This is right in my wheelhouse. I've been thinking about this a lot recently. Like, what if you ran a short competition with like what I kind of? Because have you heard of the Kings League in Spain?
No.
So it's who's a Barcelona centre half back who was dating Shakira for a
Gerard
long time.
Gerard Piqué.
Started it, and it's just like a 7-a-side thing with all these crazy rules. Like the best streamer, like gaming streamers in the land, each like own a team.
Okay.
And they bring in a bloke like in a mask who's like a professional player and stuff. It's crazy.
Yeah.
I was trying to think like
the, like the Stig. You don't know who he is.
Like the Stig, yeah. How can he see?
He's
number 69. He had like a Rey Mysterio wrestling mask on.
But can he see what he's doing?
He could see out of it, yeah, because okay. It's got like the mesh.
Okay.
I just don't know who it was. But like, and they have all these crazy rules. I was like, what could you do footy wise? So what about. Same, he's shooting from 50, but your man on the mark is 35, but he doesn't have to stand the mark.
What?
So you have to, it's a one-on-one.
Ice hockey.
Yeah, like you're running in, but like, so he's 35, so he's under pressure. You've got to get around him and kick the goal, not just a set shot.
Jesus. I like it, but I'm certainly a 35 out directly in
just
front. Put the pressure on. Too many people miss him. Like a penalty shooter, to kick off from a penalty is a piece of piss.
Yeah, this is what I'm saying.
But
you need to beat someone. Right?
But there should be 90%, 95%.
But that Australia-France shootout was like 60% conversion rate.
I love it. I love seeing people choke.
So wouldn't you say like a similar conversion rate if you did front beyond 50?
Not everyone can kick 50.
That's okay. You just need five guys in your team.
Nah, I love 35.
In this hypothetical, who would you trust with your life from beyond 50 to clear the guy on the line with accuracy after the game's finished, everyone's tired, etc.? Who in the league?
Tex.
Yeah,
I was thinking Tex or Jezza Cameron.
Hawkins. I'd go Hawkins over Cameron.
50. Yeah. What about Jordan Dawson? What's his goal kicking like?
Don't know.
Dan Houston.
Dan Houston,
in the conversation.
Yeah. Has done that before.
Oh, the Seed retiring yesterday, actually.
Yeah.
He had a beautiful
Very
kick
sad.
50. Yeah.
Very sad.
Had a couple of good chats. Had a good chat with him last year when he was over. So he travelled with the sides.
Yeah, okay.
Last round last year it must have been. Did they play Adelaide JK's last game? Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, it was that game. And he was just saying how he's just battling away. And
yeah, right.
Someone's slide into the DMs just to see how he's going and stuff. Good man. Very good man.
So I'll always like the story of
he
grew up a Collingwood Nuffy and then got drafted by Collingwood. But he was like a Nuffy to the point of on the buses, they'd all quiz him with like facts about their own lives. He'd know everything.
That's great.
Like, well, how many kicks did I have in this game? He'd be like 17.
That's great.
So we were in Adelaide 5 years ago or whatever. With visiting, had a 30th over there, but was staying with Kyle Cheney. And he was like, Paul will take you here or whatnot. And I was like, oh, Paul Seedsman seems like a bit of a pretty boy. The nicest guy, went out of his way to help and drop us off. And he's a good man.
Good fella.
Yeah. Unfortunate, another concussed player.
Yep. Is that us?
I got one more.
I got one after that.
Can you name 10 AFLW players?
Yes. But I run a streaming platform that has like the state league as well, like the state league women's program.
Can you name 5 captains in the AFLW?
I could give it a crack. Where's this going?
Well, I'm just
Hayley Miller, Emma Swanson.
I can name the Matildas off last night. How did the AFLW now cash in on it?
They need to bounce. It's a good time.
They have to do something. It'll naturally happen. Because remember in 06 when the A-League's just going to go bananas off the back of the World Cup. I don't even know one player playing in the A-League now. Like they can't just expect natural progression for the AFLW and women's sport to explode because the Matildas have done it.
The Matilda, the winner. Courtney Vine. She's an A-League player.
Yeah, there you go. But I meant A-League men's.
Oh, A-League men's.
Do you know what I mean? Like that's
Daniel Sturridge.
That's all gone. That's run out. I don't know, what did that AFLW do? Because
the timing
was pretty
perfect.
Special what we saw and what the girls did.
Season starts in a couple of weeks.
I'm sitting here in a chick's Australian jersey.
Yeah.
What do they do?
You know, also controversial. The Matildas always have a better jersey than the Socceroos.
Correct.
When they brought back that like paint splash one.
That was sick. Because would you say the AFLW is slowly heading in a downward trajectory?
It's heading a downward trajectory because they stuffed around with it so much.
Yeah.
There were 2 seasons last year and they had like a 3-week preseason. Like it needs to settle somewhere in order to grow.
Mm.
Like interested in that space. I still can't work out. There's a girl who turns 18 next June. I can't tell when she's allowed to be drafted. I couldn't tell you. Maybe next year, but is there a draft date? When's the draft? Who knows? And you've got to be 18 by the draft. Like, it's all.
Is this Zippy Fish?
Zippy Fish. Superstar.
Is that Zippy?
Zippy her Fish. Name's Zippy Fish.
Like actually, her name's Zippy, her or name's she's Zippy around the
park. Her name's Zephora.
Zephora.
Is, okay. Is Zippy like?
And she's Zip, quick.
Just yeah, they love that.
Like Zippy.
So she's 17 now, but she won best on ground in the state league grand final. Cool. Had 26 touches. The next best had 19.
So how do we promote these girls?
Well, you got to promote the girls. Like you got to get that individual flavor as part of it. So they try to do. You always get better promotion when you promote individuals over a club. People have like loyalties to their club, but they individuals bring them to the game.
Well, Sam Kerr last night.
Sam Kerr would have brought so many people to the Matildas and soccer in general over the years.
So you think consistency?
I think finding the right spot for it and leaving it there for more than one or two seasons.
And having the fixtures and everything locked into place more than, 6 weeks out from the start of the season.
Is now the right spot?
I think so.
I think they can make it work.
I liked that Feb time slot.
Yeah.
Because you were starting to lean towards footy and there was footy.
Cricket was dying out.
That's the only problem now will be if people are like, there's too long, you know, the over footy kind of thing.
Well, I'm a spring carnivaler and I'm really excited about it. Like, really excited about it. You know, the good horses are back. Let's go to the pub. Da 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 da.
Yeah. So I probably lean towards the start of the year, which was hard with the hot, like the heat.
Yeah.
But if they want to do it this time, stay at this time. Mm-hmm. But then just,
consistency.
And build your stars into stars.
Like so who's the best player in the league?
Best player in the league?
It's not Aaron Phillips now. Was.
Well, yeah, I couldn't off the top of my head tell you who won the medal last year. She was from Brisbane, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
But I couldn't. And this is all part of the problem kind of thing.
Correct.
And there's the ones from the start where they did do this, so you know, but they're not necessarily the best players anymore. Yeah. Like Vessio, Taylor Harris. Daisy Pierce has just hung up the boots.
Yeah.
Chelsea Randall, I just know because she's been in footy for forever.
Correct. Yeah.
But though the ones since then haven't been as big.
Yeah, it's wonder if the AFL are in there today going, well, it's possible.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
What do we do? Mm-hmm.
They can also probably leverage a bit of the stuff during the finals, which gives them a better platform to promote it because it's on at the same time. Like in February, they don't really have a lot of assets in the market.
Yeah. Bring back curtain raisers too, by the way.
Curtain raisers, not a bad idea. Here's one for you. I want you to pick one ruck. You're allowed to have you have him for the next 5 years locked in, but you can only have one.
Lloyd Meek. Sorry, did Lloyd I answer Meek. Too early?
You did answer way too early. So I've got what I sort of consider a tier one, and then I added a tier two of just other ones.
Right, so I've just got to pick one for 5 years.
You get to have any of these guys for 5 years.
And they're solo rucking.
They're solo rucking. They're the lead ruck. Okay. They can have a backup if they need it.
Okay, whatever
minutes,
they want.
But yeah, whatever they want. So Max Gawn, Tim English, Sean Darcy, Luke Jackson, Rowan Marshall. That's my tier one.
For 5 years?
For five years.
I'll
give you their ages if you need to.
How old's Max now?
Max is 31.
31, yeah.
So it's not him.
I'm Tim English, daylight. I mean, have you ever seen a bloke kick in from fullback like that?
No.
It's the ultimate sign of Bevo ball. I'm probably English with Jackson starting to come fairly rapidly.
Yeah, I like.
I'm just English on his ability to play like right Jackson's now, really raw right and whatnot, whereas Tim English, I think, can get towards 25 touches and kick it beautifully. And
yeah, if you want to win a flag next year, Tim English is probably a bet, isn't he?
Well, next 5 years, he's not going to get worse, you wouldn't think.
Yeah, we'd be 20, so he's 26, so I'd be 31 by the end of it.
Okay, who have you got on tier two?
Well, tier two, it's just a bunch of names, these blokes aren't really like, but I thought we'd try to appease some people.
Everyone else,
so it's like, well, no, some of them are good, like good. Okay. Trending up.
We'll start naming them and we'll work it out.
Oh, there's like Riley O'Brien.
Yeah. How old is he?
27.
Yeah, okay.
Jared Witz is 30. The big O is 29, which shocked me a little bit.
Okay. Just quickly on O'Brien, did you see the Seed yesterday's speech when he retired?
No, really, I didn't say that.
Really good. And he went through some individuals, and I think it was O'Brien he spoke about. So he called Matty Crouch and Tex, and I think it was O'Brien. Now, O'Brien wants to be a doctor when he's finished.
That's right.
With footy, and he'd spend his time, some spare time, researching things that might be able to help the Seed with his concussion in his own time, would go on different tangents. And he went and landed on a mushroom powdery sort of thing from somewhere. And the Seed was like, oh, I couldn't take it because I was under the water. It's a good story of someone who's gone out of his way to try and
so
off
he's
his
a,
own bat.
Now that he's retired, he's having mushrooms.
Now
he can
have the mushrooms, But I found it interesting. You know, he wants to be a doctor, and that he went hunting for his mate to try and find a different avenue.
Good man. Well, we can pick him as a good bloke.
Well, at the moment, he's in front just for being a good bloke.
Yeah. So O'Brien, Witts, and McInerney with the others in the tier two. And then two who I chucked in who I don't think I can't really see, but their fan bases get really upset if you don't mention them. So Tom De Koning and Sam Draper.
Well, Tom De Koning has just signed a big deal, hasn't he? And he showed a little bit the last two games.
Yeah, he showed
bits. He was huge two games ago. Third quarter was massive.
I feel like Draper belongs in that space, but he's been helped by Essendon's form or lack thereof since he's gone out of the side. They've lost a bit of spark since he's gone down.
I don't see it, but I'm going Tom De Koning. I don't feel it. But obviously some people do with the contract and Sydney offering him 8 years or whatever.
Yeah, Sydney.
There must be something coming.
What did they say? Hand on heart, there was no deal on the table. It's like, yeah, okay, so you wrote it, put it on the coffee table, on the counter.
Are you going to be okay if he gets offered an 8-year deal?
I won't return to footy.
So we're going to have to do a welfare check.
Mate, I'm a linesman for the Matildas these days.
Yeah, he's an A-League man through and through.
Cooney Cross, the girls.
Hardball bets. Thanks to the Tab Touch app.
All right, we both lucked out last week. You didn't go Schultz for the medal, did you?
I didn't. No. No, I took Hayden Young. That was a roller coaster of emotions because the day after I did it, JL was like, oh, yeah, we're sticking Hayden Young back at halfback.
Oh, yeah.
On the Friday, I was like, no. And then he went in the mids. He was like, yes. And then he was just never in the hunt.
What do you got for us?
I'm going to take another wild swing.
When's the last time you had a win?
A few weeks ago, but that would have been my probably fourth win for the year. So it's not many. I'm going to take another wild swing here, which is paying $14.
Okay.
Oh, here we go.
Three-legger. Brisbane 1-39 against Collingwood tomorrow night. Richmond 1-39 against North. Adelaide 1-39 against Sydney. Don't bet on it. I'm throwing at the stumps.
Don't bet on it.
He says.
Gamble responsibly. Chances are you're about to lose, etc.
So I've gone Brisbane -1.5 points. GWS -15.5 and Adelaide, Sydney to get over 172.5 combined.
Yeah, don't mind was that. That could be a bit of a shootout.
Paying $6.86.
Was it this time last week we spoke about Tom Papley?
Oh, the gambler, yes.
It was, and then it was that afternoon it all hit the fan.
So he's not doing the pot anymore?
I think they had 1 week off.
Oh,
just
right.
Just to
sharpen up a bit.
1 week suspension.
But still, Paddy Payne can say, forget the ads and have a crack.
So that's Hardball Bets. Get the touch this AFL season. Choose Tab Touch. Better your bet with Tab Touch. Gamble responsibly. Call Gambler's Help on 1800 858 858. And this has been the Hardball Gets AFL show, proudly brought to you by the Mazda BT50. You do. See you next time.